You are wondering how I found and discovered public relations, PR. So this is the third episode of this series of three, and let's continue in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 137 of the Nata PR School podcast, How I Found Public Relations, third episode. So in the previous two episodes, I told you how I found public relations at the Montreal Opera and at the record label Analecta. And so let's move on to when I was head of marketing and communications at Parasuco Jeans and hadn't yet chosen to go all in public relations. For those who listened to the previous episode, you know that it took me a while, actually a few more years, to really decide to become a public relations professional. I was still discovering it, and my first love is still marketing and communication, of course. And this is why I'm really amazing at helping my clients, because sometimes they are young marketing director that comes to work with us, and I'm really able to, I do understand what they are going through. I can really translate what they don't know about PR. So voilà. So now I'm working in this phase three of my discoveries. I'm at Parasuco Jeans. And I'm telling you my story in three acts, just so you know how you can do as I did, include it in what you're doing. If you're, let's say you're a founder, you founded a company, you can include PR in what you are doing, as you are probably doing your own invoicing. You could do for a while your own PR. Yes. And this is what I really develop at the Nata PR School. This is a service that we offer through the Nata PR agency. Yes, we have a full service public relations agency, but what I'm talking about in this podcast is really more the Nata PR School. I'm giving all kinds of information about public relations because I want people to understand and really know more about how it's a powerful tool and how anyone can use it. So let's go back to Parasuco, just to give you an example of what I was doing and how you could do it too. So when I was at Parasuco Jeans, I discovered the impact of magazines. They're still around, those beautiful glossy magazines, even if today they have, of course, online version. You can read them on your iPad, probably. Some of you subscribe to that version, or you read them, of course, online on your phone. You follow their Instagram or TikTok account. But the Vogue magazine, the Elle, the Marie Claire, and maybe some other major titles that you have in your own country are still alive and very important, especially for the fashion trends, fashion industry, beauty industry, of course. They cater to women. So if you have a product that really caters to this public that they reach, it's probably one of the best tools to reach women. So magazines, yes, those take advantage of these fabulous glossy print. These are still around. And this is what I discovered when I was at Parasuco Jeans. Just so you know, when I'm recording this episode, when we do our company reports, let's say we've been working for a full year, full campaign. We had, let's say, four different launches with a company in a year. About 20% of our result is still in print, newspaper and magazines. So they still exist. So take advantage of it. So, and what's great now is if you end up in the print, most of the time you end up also on the web. This is what I love about what I'm doing. Like, PR is so relevant. It still is, and it still will be for the coming years, for probably ever, because it's called public relations, and humans work together? Do we build relationships? So relations is the most important word in what we're doing. So just to give you a little bit of my story, so at Parasuco Jeans, one of the things that I did was to start a marketing and communications department, really from scratch. There was none. I'm probably what you would call to do an intrapreneur. So this means that I was creating a company inside a company. I didn't even know at the time, and nobody knew how to describe the type of personality I was, but that's what I was. So Parasuco, even then, was really like creating their own department, and I really did it for them. And this is when, you know, I did all kinds of things. I was organizing fashion shows, showroom openings in New York, where I would, of course, invite media, you see. And since I've always worked with, done miracles with really tight budgets, so I decided to take over under my wings the public relations, because I didn't have the budget to hire someone by then. So several fashion stylists quickly understood that finally there's someone working at Parasuco Jeans, so we can get in touch with her, contact her, and we can ask her all kinds of questions. She would send us some information. Maybe we can borrow clothing from her and knew in advance what are the collections coming. So thanks to these connections that I made at Parasuco Jeans, listen to this. We even made the cover of Elle Canada at one point. And this is, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. This comes just from me lending those samples, you know, from the collection that's coming in 6 months. And since I was able to, you know, have that connection, let them and lend those clothing, we ended up on the cover of Elle with this beautiful model. All of this, you know, free of charge. We didn't pay for that. So this is why we call it the best organic part of your plan. And that's when I understood really how profitable this trade services, yeah, me opening the showrooms where normally those showrooms were used for the sales rep and the sales team. So they were meeting with clients there, but everything was set up way in advance, sometimes a good 6 months, is if not more. So why not lend those clothes once the selling part is done? Why not invite fashion journalists and stylists, you see? And well, then they can, of course, when they have the clothing, they would take picture of it. And I would end up sometimes even in the editorial part. Like normally it's in the middle of the magazine where you have the models and you see all the credits written. It's still extremely powerful even today. Of course, it took time and energy to do that, but the results were amazing. And of course, well worth the investment, as you can imagine. So clothing lending is still something important today, but of course not at the same scale at when I started in the 2000 up to 2015 about, because this is when, you know, the influencers came in. So it's still important. You can still have amazing coverage from top tier magazines. And of course now you have those influencers, fashion influencers, you can contact them, propose them to give them clothes. Some of them in exchange of, you know, a nice value of cloning, they will showcase it, wear it, and present it to their fans. But magazines still have their place, and they're still scouting the trends. They're amazing at showing trends. So I still consult them to know what's going to happen, what's coming. I look at them, of course, in print, on my iPad some very often, or I love to watch their Instagram accounts or even TikTok. So they're really, really creative, and they master more and more, of course, all the social media platforms like any other company. So that's good to know. And photos, pictures are just as crucial today as they were back then, because plenty of outlets will talk about new products if the brand sends them high quality images. So in the past, the major magazines would produce practically take pictures of everything that would appear in their glossy pages. But today it's kind of very different. They don't have the same resources. They work in a very tight schedule, less people to produce content. So if you have great picture, my friends, you like raise your chances to be featured by a huge percentage, of course. So voilà. So, and now you see, huh? So this is step number four of the Nata PR model that's really like becoming emerging from what my work at Parasuco. And if you don't have it yet, so the Nata PR model, I'm giving it to you for free. You just go in the show notes. If you don't see it there, you'll see it on our website, natapr.com. But, you know, it's there for you. I'm giving it to you. So step number four in the Nata PR model, this is exactly it. Give them the tools they need. So at Parasuco, the tools were what? Amazing clothing 6 months ahead. I had sometimes great pictures too. So today it's images and videos, of course. And know that if they like what you're doing, they might even go look at your Instagram account and use what you are publishing there. So voila. I'm delighted to say that, you know, after 30 years, this is where really everything started. And I created a Nata PR school so I could really teach you. And I really encourage you to follow us. If you need help, you know, go and click on this link, get featured for free. It's my program at Nata PR School. I hope I'll see you in class, but as you can imagine, I can really help you. And this is what I want to do, help you increase this visibility, understand PR, how you can include it in your marketing plan, because it's powerful and you will increase your sales if you are able to do some great PR. So voilà. Hopefully this little PR break was useful to you, helped you and made you think about how you could improve your marketing plan. And I hope you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nara@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.